Well, joining us as part of our community conversations, we have Pete Helmstead, of course, from the Iowa Department of Transportation, the Field Services Coordinator for the Mason City office. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Just trying to stay dry.
Staying dry. Well, you know, that's a better change than winter. Did we put the plows and sanders away yet? Are we hanging on to those?
Officially, no, not quite yet. I'm sure you're aware over in Northeast Iowa, I believe it was Sunday into Monday, or they got like 8 inches of snow.
Yes,
and that is in our districts. I did talk to some of our supervisors earlier in the week, and they have continued to slowly, one truck at a time, take things off. But we do still have some trucks that are outfitted and ready to go if needed. But hopefully next week we will have everything stripped down into spring, summer, fall maintenance mode.
Oh, that is music to my ears. Of course, hey, we're talking about some snow this weekend yet, but I see they've, at least for the Charles City area, cleared out the snow chances on Saturday. So maybe that's some promising news.
I don't need to see snow in the forecast until December. Then I'll accept it.
Amen to that, right? So let's go ahead and talk about some other construction-related projects. Of course, a month or so ago, the traffic pattern change occurred at Floyd. How's the progress going out there?
It's going well. They are moving along really quickly. Now, obviously, the rain the past few days has slowed them down, but if you've driven through the area, you've seen the fact that you can start seeing the pier take shape. You can see that they have been building up the highway so the road can go over the county road, and they're doing that because they want to obviously get the abutment built that goes on either end of the bridge. So like last year, the bridge work will be the main focus and probably the most visible focus right away. But yeah, so far so good. We're very, very early in the construction season, obviously, and things like this with the rain are going to happen. We know it's going to be happening in the spring, so you'll see spurts of a lot of progress and then probably slowdowns. But like I said, we're early in the season. We've got longer days coming up, and we'll keep pushing forward.
That and the construction crews out there mean business. I mean, once that traffic pattern change occurred last month, it wasn't even a week before they had those lanes completely tore out.
No, they go to town. This isn't their first rodeo. They know what they've got to get done. They know that you know, construction season does have a beginning and an end, and they have to get everything done between there and be able to get it done.
Amazing work, nonetheless. So let's talk about some other road work projects in the works or about to start up. I know you have some smaller projects going on. Talk about those.
Yeah, we do have a couple, too. I guess we'll call them medium. And I know we've talked about this before, but we're going to be doing several bridge deck overlay projects, more or less putting a new surface on the deck of bridges to protect the bridge and to extend the life. And we've got one going right now on Iowa 9, just east of Riceville. So there's temporary traffic signals that should be done by about mid-June. And then, like I said, there are several more on that stretch moving east, and the contractor will just continue to move east and do those as the construction season goes on. So we'll keep you updated on that. Iowa 9, 4 miles west of Cresco, there is a bridge replacement project going on. So that is detoured, and that will be going until about early October. And then we've got several different crack filling projects that are going to be going on. Now, these are on Iowa 346, US 218 between Plainfield and Waverly, Iowa 24 between New Hampton and Jackson Junction, Iowa 9 from Ridgeway to Decorah, and Iowa 9 from 63 to Cresco. And that one on 346, like I mentioned, is also going on. They should be done by the end of the first week of May, again, depending on what the weather does. Now, you're not going to see crews there the entire length on every single one of those stretches of highway, but they will be moving in and out. There's two crews that will be doing that, so just be aware that that's going to be going on over the next couple weeks. And then Iowa 3 from Hampton east to Butler County, it's approximately 9 mile stretch. Starting on Monday, we'll be doing a resurfacing project. So there will be pilot car and flaggers there, as well as those crack filling projects. And that project should wrap up early August. So just some of the major ones to keep in mind. Sometime next month, we will be starting a resurfacing project on Highway 63 southbound from approximately a little bit north of the Plainfield exit to a little bit south of where you turn off to go to Tripola. So that's something to watch out for coming up in May. And I think that's going to transition exactly into what we're going to talk about next. Right, Chris?
That's right. That's right. Of course, all these up. I'm following along on 511IA.org. I love the website. I love the app. You can have all the information that Pete just mentioned in the palm of your hand. Talk about that. Ways to download.
Yeah, it's just so convenient. It's so nice. I know. Obviously, I'm aware of what's happening in our 19-county area, but if I'm going to Des Moines, if I'm going on a motorcycle ride to northeast Iowa or whatever, I always check it. If you're going home to see my family in North Dakota, I check it for Minnesota and North Dakota. So it is so nice. You can do it, like you mentioned, 511IA.org. You can do the 511IA app on your phone. And especially this time of year, I am going to throw out this caveat. Things can be fluid. It might say that it's supposed to start on Monday, and we have rain like this, and it's dirt work, and obviously the crews can't be in. So don't get too wound up if it says it starts Monday and it doesn't start till Tuesday or something like that, because, like I said, this time of year is very fluid with any outdoor activity, as anybody who lives in the Midwest knows. But we do everything we can to keep that thing updated and accurate so you have the best information when you're heading out on the roads.
Definitely is. Once again, 511IA.org. is the place to go to. Of course, you can go to your respective store on your phone or iPad and search for 511IA to get that downloaded as well. That being said, have a great rest of your week and month. And next time we talk to you next month, it'll probably be in the 90s.
You mean like last week?
Yeah, pretty much like last week. Yeah, like last week. I don't know where that came from, but
kidding.
A little bit too warm for this time of year, but I guess we would take it.
I will take it over this. I can guarantee you that.
No kidding.
Hey, yeah. I want to throw out real quick, too. This is a National Work Zone Awareness Week. Ooh, nice. It happens every year. We do it in April, well, nationally. And it's just to bring attention to the work zones and to the fact that you need to be aware of them, throughout the construction season. And pay attention when you're driving through them. Slow down. Unfortunately, every year we have people killed in those work zones. So do what you can to stay safe. Wear your seatbelts. Not just work zone crashes, and I can't remember the exact number of fatalities we've had this year, but over half of the people who have died in car crashes this year were not wearing their seatbelts. Seatbelt wouldn't have saved every one of them, but they would have saved several of them. I can guarantee you that. So definitely. Put your seatbelts on, slow down, and pay attention to driving.
That's right. It takes 1 second to click it or tick it. So
there
you
go.
Watching out for the road construction projects this year, too. Well, thank you very much, Pete, for joining us. Have a terrific rest of your month. We'll talk to you in May.
Sounds great, Chris. Take care.
You too.